We've been lucky enough to have a friend who would talk to us a little bit about what's happening in her world, her and her husband. And her name is Cindy, not Sydney. I kept calling her Sydney yesterday.
Well, yeah, to think you can get her to change her name to Sydney?
It would be easier on my brain. Cindy Artis Jenkins. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Also, good. I love the fact that your husband, your last name's Jenkins, and your husband's nickname is Fergie. That makes me super happy.
Yes, that is true.
All right. Okay, so tell us again. Let's recap for folks who don't know. What town are you in Florida?
We are in Cape Coral,
which is.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, give us how that is compared to Naples and all that stuff.
Yes, we are about 40 minutes north of Naples, about 15 miles north of Fort Myers, and 20 miles south of Punta Gorda. So
you were right in the wind zone, and yesterday you seemed to be in a little bit better mood. Yesterday, you know, you could go through a hurricane and the rain and protect yourself from storm surge. But yesterday, what stood out was just how shocking that unrelenting wind was for hours at 190 to 100 miles an hour with gusts of 130. And you could tell yesterday that just wore on you.
Yeah, it was really brutal. And I think about it and I thought about what I was saying to you guys. And when I said that about a tornado, I didn't mean a tornado, it's light and not devastating. It's just, your word is perfect, unrelenting. And for hours upon hours upon hours, and just hearing things hitting your home and cars, and literally can hear your shingles ripping off your roof, but not being able to see.
You're blind because you're blind to it because you can't open those shutters. This morning when you wake up, give us a snapshot of your neighborhood, what now you've been able to see. Does anybody have power? All those kind of things.
No, still no power. And from what we are hearing, that the power grid was destroyed. Not just disabled, it was destroyed.
Wow.
And so what we're hearing is that it could be weeks to a month.
Wow.
So, yeah. And remember, we still have no water. So there's no water, there's no power. So
what do you do, Cindy? Are you going to leave?
Well, my daughter and I, our son is the top assistant basketball coach at Miami-Dade College, and so he's just like two and a half hours away. So my daughter and I drove over here last night just to be able to get a shower and, you know, like decompress for a little bit and that. So, we're going back, I think, tomorrow, just depending on what our roof situation is. We're hoping to hear more about that today from people. But it's just, no water. Think about that. No shower.
You can't keep your food cold.
Yeah,
all
right.
Of those things. And if that's going to last for weeks, I'm worried about you. I don't see how you stay there. I don't know how you can't you can't stay in the house and you times thousands. People are going to have to leave and wait till the power comes back, I think, right?
I would think inevitably, only because, sure, we all, went to the grocery store and we got food and that, and we have a grill, thank goodness, but things you had in the freezer aren't going to stay, good. So you're going to have to cook them rapidly. The good news is canned goods and things, sure, you can fire up the grill and you can heat, soup and things up on the, on the grill. So that is a positive. Yesterday when we needed to get some tarps, we had a couple, but the extent of the damage on the roof, there's nothing open. There's no stores open because there's no power. I have such a hard time acting like, it's so bad for me, when you look at Fort Myers Beach and the situation on Sanibel. I mean, it is so heartbreaking, like absolutely heartbreaking.
How far do you have to go to find a store that's open?
Well, Lee County, I think they said 98% of Lee County, which is our county, is without power.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte County, which is Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte, all that north, I think they're without power. Pretty sure they're without power too. So you'd have to go due east, essentially. Naples maybe has some power now. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we'll touch base with you next week. Thanks for being so kind to do this. You don't have to, and I know you got a million things on your mind and worry about your family and your belongings and your home and what's going to happen over the next month.
I mean, even if, because I saw a montage. I've been watching this on the internet, and the montage of people, this was their first time, and they just, you know, they had no idea. But even the veterans who boarded up and left, they got to come back. But it's still going to be a month or so from them to figure out what's going on, and at least a couple of months before the economy and stores and, you know, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, it definitely is. Everybody just keeps saying whenever we're able to turn on the news, just that this is a life-changing event. And it certainly is. It certainly is that.
Well, you know, you have a lot of friends and certainly family here in Peoria. I've heard from a bunch of them when we talk to you. They always send notes over. So everybody's wishing you guys the best. Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll check in with you next week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That is Cindy Artis Jenkins and her husband, Fergie.